Hello Madrons, I'm Lisa Fletcher and it's my joy to bring you the book reading this month for August. So this month I'm reading from Kathy Jones's book, Priestess of Avalon, Priestess of Goddess, A Renewed Spiritual Path for the 21st Century. And in this time of Lammas, we celebrate the abundance, the Lammas Festival of the Great Mother. Lammas is the season when we celebrate the abundance of Great Mother Nolava, the pregnant and birth-giving high, fruitful Mother Goddess. She who gives us everything that we have with an unrivaled generosity. Lammas falls around August the 1st in Bridget's Isles between the hay and grain harvests, when the pregnant Mother Goddess is coming to her fullness and giving birth to her offspring. We honour the Mother as Mistress Glytonea of the Nine Morgans, as Madron, Mother of the Lineage of Avalak, and as Kerr, the Grain Mother, whose arrival brought the Neolithic agricultural revolution to Europe more than 8,000 years ago. We honour the bountiful Crow and Deer Mothers. We honour her as Mary, the Mother Goddess, held within Christian belief. At Lammas, the Mother appears in her fullness, giving birth to the fruits of her nature, which come to ripeness all around in field and forest, on plants and trees. All across Bridget's landscape, golden wheat, barley and other grains are being harvested in the fields, which now reach the height of beauty and complexity. In the fields and gardens, vegetables and fruit grow in abundance, and we pick and eat them, full of vitamins and prana, vital energy, for good health. The surplus we can save and store for the following winter season. The seas that surround the coasts of Bridget's Isles slowly heat through the summer months and we swim in her warm waters. As summer continues in the summerland, the green grass lengthens and begins to fade on the tor, bleaching in the sunlight from green to gold and fawn. We continue to take our holidays, celebrating Hafmas, or the Festival of Bread. At Lammas in Glastonbury, we celebrate the Mother Goddess's abundant nature at the International Goddess Conference. Now in its 29th year at the time of writing, the Goddess Conference has become a unique and well-loved beacon of inspiration for goddess-loving people all over the world. Here, many ceremonies are created and performed which honour Goddess as maiden, lover, mother and crone. We participate in ages-old and completely new goddess traditions, expressing ourselves creatively. We dance, sing, cry, laugh and have fun, and remember how to love and serve Goddess and her people. At Lammas, we honour Nolava, the Mother Goddess in her many forms, and we recognise and honour the special woman's initiation that is motherhood, and the unique joy and challenge of our children. We learn to share the goddess's karuna, or mother love, with others. We make corn dollies in the image of the grain goddess, honouring Great Mother Nolava. Great Mother Nolava is the mother of the land, that is the Isle of Avalon. She is the provider, nurturer and sustainer, the one who truly cares about each one of us, no matter who we are or what we do. She is the infinitely loving mother who sees and knows all that we are and does not judge us. She carries us for long months in her womb of transformation and brings us to rebirth with great tenderness and care. When we are born, she feeds us with the milk of her loving kindness. When things are hard and difficult, she enfolds us in her soft, gentle embrace, whispering messages into our ears that sustain us through the dark times. She holds us in the palm of her hand and rocks us to sleep in her mercy. The mother holds such a special place in our hearts. While our human mothers may fail to live up to our exacting ideals, the Great Mother is ever loving and always present, with her endless compassion. She is the mother with whom we long to merge and become one, as a baby longs to be one with its human mother. With eyes filled with love, She looks deeply into our souls and meets us there. She knows that our negative actions are the result of our pain and suffering. She holds us always in her embrace, ready to bless us with her forgiveness. As well as birthing and nurturing her human children, Great Mother Nolava continuously gives birth to the new in all forms. From her deep, bottomless womb, she creates new forms, new ways of being, new ideas and thought forms, both personal and communal, that come into existence in Glastonbury Avalon. She is envisaged within Glastonbury's sacred landscape as the giant pregnant mother goddess lying on her back into the summerland meadows. The tor is her milk-filled left breast reaching up to the sky. Chalice Hill is her pregnant belly. With her body aligned from the northeast to the southwest, she continually gives birth to the town and its people from between her outspread legs. Geoffrey Ash, the writer, Arthurian scholar, first pointed out in King Arthur's Avalon that Glastonbury is a place where the new is frequently brought to birth. It is the place where the first Christian church in Britain was founded nearly 2,000 years ago and erected between the mother's legs. Now it is the place where the first public indigenous British goddess temple in Bridget's Isles has been created. Since the Anglo-Saxons, the last goddess worshipping people to arrive here came to Britain. Many people receive her inspiration here and new ideas emerge and are experimented with in Glastonbury, including new forms of spirituality and community. They may not necessarily be brought to fruition here, but they are birthed here. The Great Mother is at work within the energetic structure of the land and the community, carrying the golden eggs of the future in her capacious womb. Wishing you all a most enjoyable August and into September, that you may be blessed by the sun and by the earth and by the harvest and the abundance. Blessed be.